paper and ask Andrea to please call the roll call.
Pardon me, Director Zavala?
Present.
And we said Director Shore, who is out. Director Zindel?
Here.
Director Perezgio? Director Perezgio, I thought you were with us.
I think she is.
Maybe she stepped away. Director Rogers?
Here.
Vice President Borja?
Here.
And President Dallara?
Here.
And Director Perezgio, are you there?
I think we lost her.
Maybe she'll join us momentarily because we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, there she is. Director Perez-Gil, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So she...
Okay. I don't know what happened. I logged off and I came back on.
Okay. Thank you. So we will next call for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I will go ahead and lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. If you can all mute yourselves and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm looking for a flag. There's no flag here. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Next, we will move on to the next item, which is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as is?
Carol, I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second to approve?
This is Yvette, I second.
So we have a motion on the floor and I will call for the vote. Sorry about that. Director Zavala?
Yes.
Director Shore? I'm sorry. Director Zindel?
Yes.
Director Perez-Gil?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Vice President Borja?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Next, we'll move on to public comment item D. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak now on an item that is not listed on the agenda? And they have 3 minutes. Andrea?
No, we have no public participants with us.
Okay, very good. We'll then move on to the next item, which is item E, and this is a CEO report. This is an action item. And the item is consideration to approve the sale and construction agreement between the Desert Healthcare District and Magnum Mobile Specialty Vehicles Incorporated for a 26-foot medical mobile clinic for $170,000. I will turn this over to our CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. This item stems from a grant that was offered to the district by another special district for $175,000 at the time that we received that grant. The board also allocated some additional resources for a total of $336,500 to acquire a mobile unit. We went out and talked to different companies. We found this company, Magnum Specialty Vehicles. We did some background check on them, talked to people that have bought mobile units from them, and this was a reasonable price compared to other manufacturers that were asking for over $300,000 for a vehicle. And this is the contract that we have negotiated, we have reviewed with our legal counsel, and we are bringing to your attention with a recommendation to approve this contract. And we may utilize the funds that we're not using from the $336,000 for operational expenses and other things related to the construction of this vehicle that might be wrapping it up with our logo and other things designed to promote the work of the district.
Thank you for that report. And I will open it up for questions and comments from board members. Are there any questions, comments? You could raise your hand so I can call on you. Starting with Director Rogers, followed by Director Zendel.
Thank you. May I have a summary of the ideas on how it's going to be used and who do you plan using it? Will it be used for vaccine clinics, et cetera?
So ideally, it depends on the timing. We anticipate that COVID-19 is going to be here for quite a long time with the rate of vaccinations that we have. So yes, we will promote vaccine clinics using the mobile unit, but we will also make the mobile unit available to other healthcare providers that may benefit from using that mobile unit to go into different communities that today have limited access to healthcare resources.
Director Rogers, do you have further questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, Director Zendel.
I fully support this project. I'm glad we're doing it. I think there's lots of opportunities to use it. Although I don't think we need to have it right away, I would presume, and this is sort of the question, that along the way, the board will be presented with sort of an operational budget and plan and budget. It sort of lets us know how you plan to use it, how much it's going to cost, whether the money that's already been allocated, the balance of it is enough, whether you're going to need more. I suspect you'll need more. Of course, some of those funds you might be able to get from other sources. All of those details, which doesn't prevent us from getting the van now. But at some point, I think it'd be good for that information to be brought to the board and for us to review it as we would any other grant from another grantee, although we're basically granting it to ourselves. And it would be nice if we understand how it's operationally being used and how the money's being spent.
Thank you. Director Perez Gill, I don't see you, so I'm gonna ask you if you have any questions.
I don't have any questions at this time, thank you.
Vice President Borja.
Hi everyone. So I was recently in a conversation regarding like mobile units, healthcare centers, things of that nature, and learned that some of our, not like hospital, but other healthcare settings, obviously like how they bill is important. Sometimes they can bill for patients they see outside of a health center or like brick and mortar. And sometimes depending on what like the healthcare insurance might be, they cannot. So along with like President Roger, Board Member Rogers and Board Member Zendel's comments, I would also be curious to see like which of the local healthcare providers could take this out, maybe like a more like formal a conversation with them of like, what do you need, what don't you need to take this mobile unit out? Things change from year to year with like California insurance. So what we ask them this year may not even be relevant to by the time we get the van. So just putting that out there, is just because of that recent conversation, someone was sharing that it'd be difficult to get staff equipment in and out and then only serve the population for a few hours. I was like, ooh, maybe we should also just talk to the FQHCs at some point, as Les is sharing and as Carol is sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I understand that there are some conditions for utilization of mobile units, and those requirements that you just mentioned, Director Borja, that related to billing and reimbursement for utilizing a mobile unit. We don't anticipate that this will be used for any profit generating activities. It will be utilized to reach the communities that have a difficult time receiving healthcare services today.
Okay, so Director, Vice President Borja, did you have any other questions? No? Okay, Director Zavala.
I'm curious, yes, I have a question. I'm curious, do we have anyone awaiting in a queue to use the van, or are we gonna just wait until we have it all set up? Anyone in particular waiting for it?
I believe there is interest, especially by Cal State University and by UCR, of utilizing the mobile unit for their street medicine programs.
Thank you.
Okay, so I do want, Director Rogers.
Yes, I wanted to add that because I volunteer for the Tenet Family Practice Residency Program, that they've also indicated interest in using a mobile van for outreach for free clinic for the homeless.
Okay, so I do want to share with you that Director Shore contacted me earlier today to, first of all, tell me that he was not available to join us, but he wanted me to share with the rest of the board that he did review all the documents and that he did not have any questions and he was fully supportive of moving forward with the project. So I wanna share that. My comment is that I look forward to seeing additional information, the budgeting cost information at some point in the future. And also on the protocols, I know this is outside of the board's purview about how it gets, the operational cost. But if you could give us a little bit more information about how it's working, how you plan to address who's going to be using it, and what priority in terms of communities, how you're going to utilize it. If you could just give us a little bit more feedback, because I think we're all really excited about having this this tool that could help us better engage with the community. And I think we're all kind of just curious to see how it's working. So just that request. So if there are no other questions, Andrea, do we have any questions from the public?
No, there's no other attendees with us.
Is there a motion to act on this item?
This is Carol, I move to approve.
Is there a second?
I second.
Carmina, I second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any other comments or questions from the board members? Seeing none, I will call for the question. Director Zavala.
Yes.
Director Zendel.
Yes.
Director Perez Gil.
Yes.
Director Rogers.
Yes.
Vice President Borja.
Yes.
And I vote yes. It passes unanimously. Seeing no other items on the agenda, is there anything that anybody wants to say before I adjourn the meeting? Vice President Borja.
Thank you. I have a request. A couple of months ago, maybe weeks, some time ago, Lift to Rise shared that they were in the process of working with the California state budget to receive funds. I've not heard anything about it, but can we get some memo update of where those funds are, what is happening, preferably before we meet for the strategic planning meeting or shortly thereafter before the program committee meets? Just would like an update of where in that process those funds sort of ended up or are moving to, just because I know the budget is done, but there's some trailer bills that still need to be signed, so I'm just curious.
Very good. Conrado, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Director Rogers.
Yes, I attend the Live to Rise Housing Can meetings, and the budget was approved and the funding was approved, but it didn't go directly to Lift to Rise. It went to another county agency called REAP or something like that. And so they need to apply to that organization to get those funds.
Thank you, Director Rogers. See, no other, any questions or comments from the board members? I will officially adjourn the meeting at 5:17. Thank you all. I'll see you at the planning meeting.
Thank you. Thank you.